It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a hard to believe. You know the MyPillow guy? You know the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell? Strange guy, the guy with the mustache, sells pillows. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's the one that said that Trump would be reinstated in the presidency by August 13. And by the way, August 13 is pretty quick, like tomorrow. Trump ain't going to be reinstated in the presidency. But he's a nut, being sued for defamation by Dominion for lying about them. Remember? He lied about them and said that they had defective machines. He's being sued for over $1 billion. And so is Trump, and so is Giuliani and a lot of the others. It turns out that he has a higher net favorability rating in the polls than Andrew Cuomo, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Lindsey Graham, and Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. All four of them have lower net favorability than the MyPillow guy. The MyPillow guy. That is pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. The MyPillow guy is a conspiracy nut. That's all he is. That's all he is. Now, I can understand the Andrew Cuomo got a ton of bad publicity. Got a ton of bad publicity. And I get it. He resigned. Some very, very crude bad conduct. But AOC? And then how about, you know, Lindsey Graham? Yeah, I can't stand Lindsey Graham either, but I'm amazed that everybody else saw through the guy. Now, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, they somehow have been on to him too. So maybe people are digging a little deeper than we think on what they understand. But I'll tell you what. I mean, Mike Lindell, to have net favorability ratings above anybody is sad. Very sad. Go to the lines. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning. I wish I could do Seth Meyers imitation of Mike Lindell. It's beautiful. and it has me rolling every time I hear it. I heard a line the other day that said that a Republican is somebody who can watch the movie Selma and think, boy, those were the good old days. I live in Madison. I mean, I live in Wisconsin, you know, and we're actually attached to the Canadian border. But I can take a 3-4 mile bus ride to the Capitol, and I am in a Jim Crow legislature.
Right.
And really, every state, no matter what side of the Dixie line they're on, that has a Republican majority, is Jim Crow now, or in the process of becoming. And that's really just all I want to say. It's a really disgusting. It gives a real slimy feel. That these guys are out there, and they're so dedicated to dividing us.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I'm going to give you an anecdote from my own past that I recall. And you know, during the civil rights era, most people who didn't grow up in that era, I did, but you know, many who didn't don't remember the 60s and the 50s. Take a lot for granted, but I'll tell you what, the indignities that were inflicted on African-American people there's this Green Book thing where they would publish a Green Book. This was right up till the mid 60s, 65 or six. They would list gas stations, hotels, and restaurants that would serve black people. And so if you were an African-American guy and his wife, you know, taking a road trip, you had a Green Book and you couldn't just go into a gas station. This is up till 1965, by the way. You just couldn't go into any old gas station. And not only in the South, in Wisconsin, there's a Green Book for Wisconsin that showed in Milwaukee what hotels you could go to, what restaurants you could go to what gas stations you could go to. I remember my dad was a professor at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, UWM. And occasionally he'd go to a conference somewhere. And if it was in the South, what they would advise back then, which is really sad, this is the early 60s, was don't drive. Don't come down here with Wisconsin license plates. Fly in and rent a car with local license plates. You don't want to stand out. Now, there are tons of wonderful people in the South, and I served with a lot of them in the Navy, excellent people. And we did get civil rights pushed through. But I don't want to go back to that kind of stuff. And what you have is racially inflammatory speech by Trump and, you know, some of his people. And that is resulting in violent actions, you know, anti-Asian violence, anti-Black violence. That's what it is resulting in. That has got to stop. And that's why it's important, frankly, that this kind of a radio station speaks out on these things. So, Randy, thank you very much for calling in. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, has a widely listened to show at noon on Saturday, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. Thanks for calling in, Mike. What's on your mind today?
I think you should have Mike Lindell as a guest. You should invite him on to your show. And then, you know, he could take calls. But first, you got to call him who he really is. He's not the My Pillow guy. He's the crackhead pillow guy.
Well, you know, listen, I think the guy is hungry for exposure because Fox has shut him down, a lot of them. I think the show he should go on is yours. I would love to have him on and we'd have some little fun. But if you had him on, you have a passion. Mike, call the guy, call up the My Pillow guy and have him on Pizza Box Mike. It'll be good for ratings. And more importantly, you'll just lay into the guy. What would you say to him, Mike, if you had him on your show?
Well, I'd tell him that I don't use a pillow after seeing him advertise. You know, there's lots of things. Yeah, there I could have fun with it. I think you're right. Maybe I'll reach out to him.
You know what you should do is make the call on the air. Make the call on the air on Saturday and say, get the number somewhere, you know, go online, go Google them or something and say, this is a Pizza Box Mike from Wisconsin. I'm a radio host and I invite Mike Lindell anytime to come on my show. Anytime to come on my show. But the guy's a nut, you know. But here's my point, Mike. This is very sad. There's a thing called net favorability. What that means is even if you're unfavorable, you have unfavorables of 40% and favorables of 30%, you have a 10% negative net favorability. What we're saying here is all of these people are underwater, every one of them. Everybody that I just mentioned, Mike Lindell, Andrew Cuomo, AOC, Lindsey Graham, and Jim Jordan, but he is less underwater than the rest of them. Now, how is that possible with AOC? You know, and Andrew Cuomo, I get it, you know, the recent publicity, but he was a very good governor, except for this latest stuff that he pulled. Lindsey Graham and Jim Jordan, I agree 100%, but I had no idea, absolutely no idea, that other people caught on to the guy. And I'm not talking about just Democrats. You have that kind of net unfavorability. You are in deep underwater. So, Mike, thanks for calling in. And I'm telling you, I'll tell you one more time, make the call on the air, Mike, this Saturday, if you want to do that, and go, hi, this is a Pizza Box Mike. I got a show in Wisconsin, and I would like to talk to Mike Lindell and have him on because we have differences of opinion, some political things. Maybe he'll come on. No one else will have him, by the way. They're afraid he'll say something and get him sued. So there you go. Pizza Box Mike, thanks for calling in. I commend your show to everybody. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box, noon on Saturdays. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.